You're going to want to stay tuned. We have a very special guest. He didn't die. Many of you asked what happened to him. As a matter of fact, he's fully functioning and making a difference on this planet. In this mission, in this episode, I'm going to be with Warren Phillips. Remember Warren? But look, we have an amazing topic for you because y'all chose it. So many of you are fasting and had all these questions about fasting and what to do, how to do it, all the benefits. So like the old days when Meredith would interview me on a topic, we actually had many requests for that. And I thought, I'm going to have Warren do the interview because y'all been asking about Warren too. So double trouble today, I'll tell you. Well, you're going to get your questions answered. Stay tuned for this episode and you get to see Warren. All right, I'll see you on the episode. All right, I'm here with Warren Phillips, as promised. And I'll tell you, Warren, we've had a lot of people thought you were dead, man. Here you are.
I'm on the mission still out there doing it. And I love the first year of with David doing Cellular Healing TV. And I actually miss everyone. And folks at our doctor seminars say, oh, yeah, I'm watching Cellular Healing TV. And I didn't even know who they were. And all of a sudden, they're talking to me about it. So it's an honor and a privilege to be on Cellular Healing TV today with you, Dr. Pompa.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. Look, we had a lot of requests, as you know, because you actually get a lot of the feedback, more about fasting. We've got a lot of questions about fasting, but I decided to do it this way in interview style because we also had a lot of requests for the old days when Meredith would interview me, and even older days, oftentimes you and David would interview me, right? So it's right. Like, hey, get Dr. Pomp on a topic, and we loved when he was the one being interviewed, and I don't know if any other podcasts do it that way.
You're on the chopping block today, Dr. Pomp. I'll tell you that right now.
So we're going to flip it right here. Warren, I'm going to give control over to you, and we're going to talk about fasting from every angle we can possibly think of. So, man, the ball's yours.
Well, this is a perfect timing, too, because you just came off of your event. We had you taught for like 4 hours on fasting, the benefits of fasting, and the 7 benefits of fasting. So I think the best way to get the best for our audience today is to really go over those benefits, those achievements that can be created through fasting to incentivize them to get this done, because it's one of the number one things you can do. It costs you nothing and gives you so much more back. So the 7 benefits of fasting, Dr. Pompa, let's start off with the first benefit of fasting, and I will question you on that, the questions that these viewers are wanting to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think it gives us the why fast, right? I mean, we have new viewers as well. Many of you out there have fasted, are fasting, and that's why you have a lot of questions. But for new viewers, and I think this inspires all of us. My son, we just did a radio show together on Health Hunters, and he's on day 6 right now of another fast. And, you know, he said, gosh, just speaking about it, I get really excited. I forgot about all that stuff, that you have the benefits and the achievements of fasting. So if it inspired him, I think it'll inspire all of you, even if you're veteran fasters. But yeah, there are 7. I mean, are there more? Of course. But these are the 7 that at least give us an explanation for why these miracles happen during fast. And we've learned a lot. You know, I've trained in fasting many, many years ago. And a lot of the questions or that people had about why fasting did certain things, we didn't have answers for. Now we do. So I think in these 7 things, we'll kind of discover some of that. But look, number one, in 2016, the Nobel Prize was actually given to a man who discovered, I shouldn't say discovered, but really took a word called autophagy or autophagy to the next level. And as a matter of fact, another man was up for the Nobel Prize as well. His name is Walter Longo, who I've talked about on past shows and is speaking at one of our future seminars. But he didn't win. The older Asian gentleman actually won the Nobel Prize for this word, autophagy. So what is it? Basically, during a fast, autophagy occurs, meaning that the body will actually eat away the bad cells in your body, the rubbish, the debris, before it touches the good stuff. So why is that important? Because it's these bad cells that cause all the mischief in our body, that drive inflammation, make us not feel well, lead to diseases like cancer, et cetera, autoimmune, allergies, food allergies. So gosh, if we can get rid of these bad cells, magic happens, Warren. So let's talk about each one, because right there, I've stimulated probably a lot of questions.
Yeah, autophagy would be one of the main benefits that I want to hone in on, because I believe it's going to be one of the something that our viewers, ourselves can achieve that literally transforms our life? Because I think so many folks have so much fear when it comes to tumors, cancer, these abnormal cell growth. And with fasting, there is such solid evidence, as you say, someone won a Nobel Prize over this. So this autophagy, out of all the benefits, I think this is the sweet spot that our viewers can focus on and then get all the other things like weight loss, you know, setting up for ketosis, memory, inflammation, you know, reduction, like all the other benefits of fasting. But this autophagy thing is super sexy, super real, and it's super motivating for individuals to get into autophagy. So let's discuss, because one of the things around autophagy and fasting, are you going to start chewing up your gut lining because the bugs in your gut are going to want to eat that, and now eating your bug lining, but we're so full of you know what that ain't happening in 7 days. But so this autophagy subject, why is it so powerful with fasting, that benefit? Why is it so life transforming, and what does it do for healing, cellular healing? Obviously, what is the research behind it? You know, as far as cancer, we're not making claims on this, but this is what the research shows. Why is it such a big benefit?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really is, because the body's so intelligent that it does get rid of these bad cells. So years ago, there was some critics of fasting would say, well, fasting lowers your immune system. We know that because we would measure white blood cells, take blood tests during fast, and we see a dramatic drop in white blood cells. How could that be good? And, you know, proponents of fasting would say, well, you know, we don't know, but we know it's good. We know the immune system doesn't get lowered. Matter of fact, we see the opposite. We see a upregulation of immunity and a downregulation of autoimmunity. So what's happening? Well, some of the new studies have shown that what happens is that through this autophagy, the body literally starts to eat all of these older, overreactive blood cells, white blood cells that are overreactive. So that explains autoimmunity, that explains allergies and food sensitivities, because they're creating inflammation. They're creating a hyperimmunity, which is not good. So as these white blood cells drop, the body wasn't touching the new ones. It was only eating these bad overreactive ones. So what happens is, and that this is going to spur us into the next conversation, the body raises up some stem cells to recreate new cells, more naive, if you will, not overreactive. So we get this upregulation of healthy immunity and a downregulation of overimmunity, if you will, autoimmunity. So that's why when people, you know, so many people have autoimmune. It's just a reason for unexplainable illness.
Almost everybody, illness. Right? We have low-grade autoimmune.
95% of Americans, but they're just not testing for it. It takes years to test for it. But the problem is that they have these hyperimmunity cells, and through fasting, through this autophagy, we're able to eat through those cells. And by the way, this is another reason why, you know, Daniel talked a little bit about after each fast, a month later, he gains all this new muscle. It's, and bodybuilders are realizing this. This is a way, because people say, this is one of the questions we got, is what about me? I am 100 pounds. I can't do an extended water fast. The answer is yes, you can. Matter of fact, it's a strategy, because the body will eat away all the bad proteins in the muscle. And what happens is, it raises up the stem cells and it creates new proteins, new muscle that recover faster. It takes about a month for that to happen, but you gain muscle for a month or two. We find that clinically, and my kids have found that. So that's why fasting can be used through for weight gain, through good weight gain, in weight loss. As a matter of fact, you remember the gentleman who was, he was on a day 120 in one of our past seminars at a fast. He had lost almost 100 pounds at that point via autophagy. The body's going to break down all those fat cells, all those bad cells, and he was losing all those bad tissue. He came off all his medication with his doctor.
Yeah, he was really sick. That's why he did it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways, point is autophagy. Now we know that is one of the reasons why we see so many miracles during a fast.
And this is brilliant, because this is going to be another. This is where I would go to the next benefit. I don't even know if this is one of the seven. I didn't hear your wonderful. Lots of great feedback from the doctors at the event. Our next event, by the way, is in Nevada in November. So
Vegas.
Yeah. So welcome to join us there. We have some of the key fasting heroes coming up, like Jason Fung and then Ben Greenfield, fitness fasting. He does a lot of fasting. We've done a lot of work with him and some others that we're still lining up. So on this, when you're talking about chewing up these bad cells. Now, potentially, not for real, we can't make that claim, but potentially carcinogenic cells, abnormal cells that are getting chewed up. These cells, what I was thinking in my mind, these are the old cells that had bad genetics before someone who really didn't change their diet to something like the cellular healing diet, eating grass-fed, 100% grass-fed, 4-to-1 ratio, omega-6 to omega-3 oils, doing the right things to rebuild healthy cells. So if you're killing off and essentially cannibalizing, your body's chewing up these old nasty cells and you're rebuilding new ones and then feeding those cells the right cell membrane so you have a nice fluid anti-inflammatory cell, and our body is just cells and bacteria and viruses and water essentially, or is this going to anti-age the heck out of you?
Yeah, I mean, again, studies are leading there because you get the autophagy, you're taking out all those bad mischief guys, all those bad cells creating trouble, and then you're replacing it with new ones via the stem cells, which is anti-aging at its heart. I mean, honestly, bad DNA leads to bad DNA, which leads to premature aging, which leads to disease, inflammation. So it's obvious. I mean, look, there's other ways to create autophagy, right? Just water fasting and is the best. It's the most powerful. Partial fasting, aka fasting mimicking diet that this Valter Longo scientist talks about, is just caloric restriction for a period of time. We don't believe in caloric restriction long term, but for 5 days a month, according to his studies, does stimulate autophagy and therefore stem cell rise, and we still see results. And you know, in his rat studies, they actually regenerated the pancreas in type 1 diabetics. So that's pretty powerful. And that was, again, that was doing a 5-day caloric restriction for 4 months. And they saw those types of results. But that's the power of this autophagy. So caloric restriction will do it. Even lower protein is a strategy that myself and the cellular healing and cellular detox docs that we train do. And maybe once or twice a week, we actually lower protein below 15, 20 grams, depending on your size. And that stimulates autophagy. Ketosis. Low carbohydrate diets can stimulate autophagy to some degrees. High intensity exercise can stimulate autophagy. So, but the number one way is going without food. It forces the body's intelligence to eat the bad cells and bad proteins for repair, for energy. And it's absolutely brilliant. And my son Daniel actually did almost a 4-day dry fast, which means no water or food. And we did this experiment with our doctor group as well. So many of them dry fasted. And it's remarkable because the body will go use autophagy and it will eat up fat cells much faster. So you get actually a 3-to-1 autophagy. Your body will eat more cells getting water. It'll actually do that just to get water. So the old thing of, hey, you die in 3 days without water, not true. I remember the testimony at our last seminar. He went 12 days without food and water. He didn't choose it. But it was forced because he was that sensitive. But
it's not Egypt in the desert where you're getting dehydrated, you know, by the sun and, you know, whatever. I mean, you're in your home and
yeah, you're gonna die.
Yeah, so you're not gonna die.
Yeah, but and listen, I think dry fasting you need supervision. I wouldn't recommend anyone doing that. And by the way, these longer extended fasts you need supervision. That's why we have doctors trained around the country, doing this fasting and the cellular detox together. You know, it's been magic. All right, let's go to one more thing about autophagy before you bring me to number two. This is a question we've got a lot. Do you get some of this autophagy with shorter fasts? The answer is yes. I think I showed a study at the seminar. It was about 13 hours. They started to see some autophagy occurring more at say 18 and 20 hours and even more at 30 hours. So yes, you do get some autophagy. That way fasting daily, intermittent fasting daily is a bonus and you do get some autophagy. So you can do a longer fast and get a lot of autophagy, or you can do a lot of shorter fast and get some autophagy. So multiple ways to get this autophagy. But again, the extended fast, which we got a lot of questions about, is still the number one way.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard testimonies. We did our the Fasting for a Purpose Facebook page. That thing is blowing up and there's a lot of questions answered there. So you can go there and join when you're going to do your Fasting for a Purpose Facebook closed group page. We have to approve you. But some of the testimonies I saw in there blew my mind. I mean, people that were going to go in for surgery on their shoulder, all that pain went away, skin tags being removed, tumor reduction, like just crazy stuff. A dog will fast and tumors will go away, let alone. So,
and by the way, that's the autophagy. There's a book sitting over here to my right called Cancer is a Metabolic Disease, Thomas Seyfried. And he showed this autophagy eats tumors. You know, that's why they get this massive tumor shrinkage. And we have a way utilizing glucose and ketones, measuring them to see if you're in this autophagy fast. But yeah, by the way, in June, we are, join us, because we are doing another group fast, and it's going to be thousands of people again fasting. And every day we're going to do a video. We're going to be interviewing, you know, guys like Fung and some of our doctors out there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of information as well. And by the way, the power's in the group. People said, man, I would have quit if it wasn't for the group. So join us. And that is my fan page, Warren, at dr.danielpompa, to get to those. If you go under videos, you'll see a bunch of videos from that. But number two. this is a big one, and I kind of tip my hand to that already, because stem cell activity is remarkable. So you go through the autophagy, eating all the bad stuff, your body upregulates these stem cells.
That's the shoulder fix.
Yeah, and we get stem cells occurring. You know, obviously, even day one, you get some stem cells occurring, but it increases to what we found day four and day five is where we get these big stem cell rises. And that's why we try to do at least a 5-day water fast on these extended fasts. But again, you do benefit on the shorter fast, but you get the stem cell rise. And then by day six, we feed. And the feeding actually gets these stem cells that are all ready to go, but they're not, you know, basically directed yet. So during the feeding process, and that's why breaking a fast is very important. Many of you asked about that, so put that down in your little note there as a question. But the refeed is important, because now it starts to tell these stem cells what to do, and we call it differentiation. They start making their way to the hurting places, and there they start to activate and grow new tissue and heal. It's pretty remarkable. As a matter of fact, you know, Daniel was talking about day five and his elbow that he had recently injured started hurting again. All that meant is more healing had to be done. On my last fast in January, the 5-day group fast, my right knee started hurting. And that was showing me that more healing had to occur. That's the autophagy and the stem cells. And then my kidneys started hurting. That's something I hadn't felt for years ago when I was sick. But all of a sudden, my kidneys started hurting. Autophagy and stem cells, that's healing. So it's pretty interesting, because when people get stem cells infused, the same thing happens. All of a sudden you get these random aches and pains that you may have had 20 years ago come back, showing that healing now is occurring. These stem cells are so intelligent that they know exactly where to go. They go to the places of inflammation. They go to the places of hypoxia, meaning that low oxygen. They go to places that need heal. It's interesting, because I'm doing a show on this, but I had stem cells injected into my spine. And on video, you see the stem cells go in, and then you see them run right to the areas of injury where we knew they were. They literally went there, and you can see it happen on a video. That's what's happening when you're fasting. Hey, you don't have to pay. Getting stem cells injected is expensive, but fasting, it's cheap. It actually saves you money, because you're not buying food. So
it's just testimony to what the body can do for healing when you allow it to do what it's meant to do. And if you just remove the interference, the body does the healing. That's the chiropractic philosophy. That's the real healing principle. Stem cells are amazing. And we just got so far away from nature. We got away from how we, you know, how our bodies were designed by God to heal, and some of the traditional ancient healing strategies. So stem cell, that's probably why a lot of these people do get pain afterwards, but that's the healing that's taking place. And then all of a sudden my shoulder surgery is not going, or I've heard testimonies like, you know, I couldn't walk upstairs, and now my knee's 50% better. And one of the things that I was going to promote here and talk about is that you do one fast and you get, you chewed off this many bad cells, cells that had bad mitochondria or low mitochondria, not enough in there to produce cellular energy for your body. So you do one, and then you create new cells that are healthier, and you refeed them on day six with the good fats and creating the good structure and, you know, good genetics, you know, good replication. And then you do it again, and you keep replacing all these nasty cells. And all of a sudden, in some respects, you're becoming a superhero. You're putting on muscle, you look like the guy that's all muscular that you watched on National Geographic that's running around in the woods who barely eats, yet his muscles and his chest are out to here, and the women are lean and running around and doing all this work and activity because we all want to be productive. We all want to make a difference in this world. We want to be able to take care of our children. But if we just did what our bodies were meant to do, all the benefits, the benefits just besides the fasting and looking better and getting younger, but the benefits of living a life. So it's worth it. You know, I'm trying to inspire people. It's so worth it.
Look, every fast, you get a new level of healing, and you also get something called metabolic flexibility. What that simply means is you start to utilize fat in these bad tissues much more efficiently. The first fast, people struggle even to use their fat as energy. And, you know, it takes a lot to break through. So I always tell people, you don't heal completely on one fast. Multiple fasts is something we teach. That's what ancient cultures were forced to do. That's what we teach people to do. Before we get off the subject of autophagy and stem cells, we talked about nothing but good. But I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, after fasting over 3,000 people, you learn a lot. And one of the things I learned is toxic people have trouble fasting. They get a lot of symptoms, right? People, I always tell you, if you want to test how healthy you are, it's not a blood test or any test. Go without food. That's the ultimate test of how healthy you are, honestly. You know, at least at the cellular level and your metabolic ability to use fat as an energy comes through. So a lot of you are going to get symptoms, right? Now, many of these symptoms are because of the autophagy and the stem cells. It's a good thing. But the problem is you create a lot of these free radicals. Your body is creating more oxidative stress. And it's because the thing that can cause the headache, the toxin release and this over oxidative stress. It's the thing that can make you just want to lay in bed all day and just like not move. And you feel like garbage. And then you watch the other videos and people are going, I feel amazing, right? It's like, right. You know, I what's broke through. Yeah. What's wrong with me? Well, you know, one of the things that we had tested, just, you know, reading the literature about hydrogen. Hydrogen is a molecule, smallest molecule on the planet, but it's, you know, it's remarkable because in the last couple of years, we've been able to stabilize it where you can put these things, pills in water, and then creates the oxygen. By utilizing oxygen in a fast, it doesn't push the body left or right. Otherwise you break your fast, right? So the hydrogen is really a redox molecule that brings balance to your oxidation, meaning too many free radicals, and the need of reduction. So it brings balance of oxidation and reduction. So it doesn't push the body left or right. It makes it the perfect fasting molecule, if you will. And I think Warren's going to give a,
I'm not sure how that Zoom meeting works because we're doing this one on Zoom. And I did notice that the internet's a little bit slow on my end. So if Dr. Pompa is a little bit shaky, stay tuned. I've texted some people. I don't know if you saw me doing that to make sure that people are off the internet in my home. But so if Dan's words are a little off, just listen and close your eyes, listen to his voice. If it's annoying, if his lips are a little off. But yeah, I've been intermittent fasting, Dr. Pompa. And, you know, sometimes I do get a little tired or I get a little brain fog in that intermittent fasting and I start to get hunger. And the hydrogen, which I'm going to show them right now, it's a product called Fast Tonic.
Well, yeah, we actually, but by the way, let me tell the story there because we started utilizing this hydrogen after reading some of the studies, and it duplicates a 20% even caloric restriction, which is a partial fast, just taking the hydrogen without even fasting. So pretty amazing, but it regulates this response that makes people feel so bad during fasting. So we decided to test it with our doctor group. And it was remarkable, actually. I mean, the people that like were feeling bad, they started taking hydrogen immediately. It's like, oh my God, this is the best fast. This was the key for me. These things called hydroxy free radicals are produced in excess during fast from toxic people. And it down regulates these hydroxy free radicals like crazy. So that's really the reason why it works so well with fasting. And obviously there was a gentleman who spoke at our last seminar and he talked about how hydrogen through this imitation of fasting, caloric restriction, basically burns fat. And he showed a picture of a fat mouse and a skinny mouse. The only difference was the skinny one they were giving hydrogen to. Otherwise, they ate exactly the same. Pretty amazing molecule. But during a fast, it actually not only helps you with the symptoms, potentially, of fasting, but it also helps you get more out of your fast. So we started using it as a group. We loved it so much. We ended up creating a product around it with one of the brightest minds in this area of hydrogen. And we called it Fast Tonic, and he just held it up. So just show how easy it is there.
Yeah, so and nice thing about this one versus other ones, you don't have to cover your glass. I mean, you can put it in a bottle and cover it if you want to.
Yeah, that was the older version. The technology's gotten better.
Yeah, the technology has changed. So I'll show you what it looks like, and I'll talk so you see me. But it's plop, plop, fizz, fizz. I'm doing two, and I've been doing this for my intermittent fasting.
I do two.
Yeah, I do two too.
As a matter of fact, I fasted yesterday. I'm still fasting, actually. I'm about 45 hours into a fast. I dry fast. I didn't drink water, actually. So, but another story, I just do like single days and like 42 hour fasts pretty frequently. But the hydrogen, again, it's amazing. Not during a dry fast because you can't drink water, but during any type of fast, even 18 hour fast, dramatic difference of people who struggle to fast, really is. It even helps with hunger, by the way, appetite.
Yeah, and I've noticed that. So I'll be drinking this and sipping on this while we go to number three, because we have 27 minutes left.
So go ahead and sip on that, but that's a big help. And by the way, that was one of the big questions we got. We get a lot of questions around certain symptoms. So to answer that fully, yes, a lot of your symptoms are healing, but a lot of your symptoms are toxin related. And by the way, that's a big deal. You know, one of the things that we do as a group of doctors, yes, we're fasting people weekly, extended, daily, but we're also detoxing them upstream at the cellular level, which is key. When you put these two things together, it is magic. So it's a lot of what myself and the doctors that we have with the cellular group do. So anyway, all right, ketosis, ketones, okay? So look, a lot of people go into ketosis, and they don't even produce a lot of ketones. Even when they do, they don't get the advantage of the ketones because their glucose is still too high. So ketosis doesn't work for everyone. Well, let me tell you, when you do an extended fast, your body will use the ketones because it has to live. After about 3 days, the body adapts to using these ketones, and now your brain is going, and why is this important? Because ketones fix things. Ketones turn off bad genes. Ketones downregulate cell inflammation. Ketones fix the brain. That's why they're linked to so many things, from Parkinson's to, I mean, all these neurodegenerative conditions. Ketones are known to even change your microbiome. So there's a lot of magic to these ketones. When you're fasting, you drive ketones up dramatically. And not only do you drive them up, but your body's forced to use them and get the benefits from them. So that's the third benefit, ketones.
And there's a lot of build up around ketosis, right? And people are staying in it for a year and they're taking exogenous ketones. What I know that you teach, Dr. Pompa, is diet variation, which is much different than staying in ketosis. And I was talking to someone the other day, a health influencer, and she says, oh, Dr. Pompa, he's just into ketosis. And I'm like, that's quite the opposite. You know, Dr. Pompa is into diet variation, and he would recommend not staying in ketosis or even most times taking exogenous ketones unless it's specific for some reason that you need to take them. But we're not the ketosis guys. We're the diet. Well, he's a diet variation guy doing what the body would naturally do to produce ketones, what the body would naturally do to create autophagy and stem cell multiplication in your body for healing. So let's address that ketosis issue, because we're talking about ketosis and getting into it. And then, yes, it can be the launching pad into ketosis. So if you want to stay in for a couple weeks or a month, you know, possibly, and I'm not the expert on it, how long would you want to stay in ketosis? I guess it depends on what your outcome, what you need.
Yeah, exactly. The key is, I mean, sometimes people can benefit for, you know, months on end, but eventually it will start to work against you. Look, when you're in ketosis, you have low insulin, which is very good. However, low insulin chronic for a long time, you start to get very low insulin, and it creates gluconeogenesis. Your body will actually start to use its muscle for energy. So we can start to see a catabolic effect happening in the musculature, and your body will actually start to store its fat. It'll find clever ways hormonally to hold on to fat. Why? Because it knows it's only source of fuel, so it becomes more efficient at it. So the fat burning slows down. So when you see people who have been in ketosis for a long time, they typically start to look catabolic, and they start to get fatter on their belly. So again, the key is varying the diet, throwing you out in and out of ketosis. By the way, every ancient culture on the planet, nobody stayed in ketosis, even the Eskimos. The moment they had carbs, they came out of ketosis. You know, so we can look at that and emulate that and move in and out of the state and benefit from ketones periodically. And by the way, the same with fasting. Part of my diet variation concept is what I call feast famine cycling, where we feast, we famine. So maybe it's a day like me, I haven't eaten yet. So I'm going 40 some hours without food, and then I'm going to feast, then I'm going to famine, then I'm going to feast. We do it weekly, monthly, seasonally. But the key is this: it forces adaptation, which creates a hormone optimization, which is the natural way to anti-age and anti-inflame. But anyways, so yeah, ketones are great, but we don't want to stay in the state. We want to benefit from ketones. When we take these 5-day fasts, water fasts, or even a day water fast, we are now not only producing higher ketones that create healing, but we're utilizing them more. So a lot of people go, my ketones are up, but I don't feel better. It's because your brain and cells aren't used to using them yet. During a fast, you're forcing your body to use them. So it's even more powerful than being in ketosis.
So the benefits of, and we're going to move on to number 4.
Yeah.
The benefits of ketosis, changing genetic expression, turning off bad genes, turning good ones on. It does that. Brain function, because it's brain food.
Right.
Healing, right? Does ketones heal like with muscles and joints?
Oh yeah, absolutely, because it reduces inflammation and it even upregulates stem cells. So again, ketones are, that's why people who have trouble burning fat as an energy source, they're not making ketones, because ketones are a byproduct of breaking fat down. So they lose this healing ability of these ketones. So that's the benefit. All right, number 4, let's jump into number 4, which is probably gonna be your favorite. It's definitely one of mine. This is really needed. Hormone optimization occurs during fasting.
I thought it was going to be looking sexy. I thought
that
really resonated with me.
Okay, we could put that in parentheses. Yeah. Hormone optimization, looking sexy. Yeah, because this is how you stay lean in your 50s and 60s and 70s, honestly. Hormone optimization. All right, I won't hit you with too much heavy science, but know this. Day 1 of a fast, growth hormone starts to rise up. Why? Because your body wants to maintain its good tissue, maintain its muscle. It doesn't want to burn that, right? We talked about that in autophagy. By day 4 and 5, now we have this massive surge, 12 times higher growth hormone levels. And here's the key too, your cells become very sensitive to your hormones. Very important. You get perfect insulin levels, which again, you want to age slower than anybody. Keep your insulin and glucose steady. That's hormone optimization. Your cells become more sensitive to your estrogen, your testosterone, your thyroid hormone. That means you don't need as much and you get better benefit from your hormones. So you optimize your hormones, which optimizes your weight loss, which optimizes your brain function, which optimizes your sex life, which optimizes your healing, because it puts you in an anabolic state, which actually helps you heal. So a lot of bodybuilders now, because they want to gain muscle, they're fasting for 18 hours or 20 hours and they're eating in a window. Now, granted, they eat a lot of calories in that window to stimulate a growth factor. But the fact is they take advantage of the fast to raise their growth hormone up, get their cells hearing testosterone better, and they improve their recovery and their hormone optimization. And therefore they actually gain muscle and stay lean. So, I mean, I'm just using that as an example. This is for someone who wants to lose weight. This is for someone who wants to just live longer, healthy, feel better, but it's also for the person who wants to maintain their muscle. So hormone optimization is why fasting actually works for all of those things that I just mentioned.
It's pretty amazing. So many folks, you know, focus on, I have a thyroid issue, I have an adrenal issue, I have a kidney issue, I have a pancreas issue. You have a hormone sensitivity issue more than these things. Because we say adrenal fatigue, but they're finding in science now, it isn't adrenal fatigue. Your adrenals are strong and robust. It's just your body's ability, when it's producing cortisol or however that works, it's not being utilized, right? So it's almost like glucose is not being utilized and insulin and like all these hormones. Hormone optimization it's not typically your organ that's broken. It's typically the cells and the sensitivity to those hormones. So fasting benefits from that. And I know the toxins are you know, a big part of that as well.
Yeah.
But fasting, I hear, would be the way to do it.
Yeah, I showed study after study on this, even with insulin and other hormones, thyroid hormone. The key isn't giving more hormones. The key is getting your cells to hear the hormones better. And fasting does it. Even beyond the fast, this hormone sensitivity remains. That's why each fast, your cells get a little more sensitive, a little more sensitive. And again, it's in vogue right now, giving hormones, but everybody should really be paying attention to how to optimize their hormones, therefore getting your cells to hear your hormones. So hormone optimization is huge. Number five, this one's a really cool one as well. I come up with these terms, but it's called energy deviation. I should maybe call it energy optimization. I like both too. Well, energy deviation is really the description of what happens during a fast. You have no idea, folks, how much energy it takes to metabolize food. But you think, okay, I'm eating it. Okay, obviously there's some energy output eating it. Then it's digesting it, massive energy. And then it's assimilating it, which is actually the greatest amount of energy. And then what happens at the cell? Now you're taking that energy and you're driving all of these processes from glycolysis to the Krebs cycle, massive ATP use, massive energy, and the more energy you burn or use, the more pollution you create, right? So therefore, we're demanding the body to downregulate that inflammation and the oxidative stress. We're demanding the body's massive energy output to digest and assimilate food. It's part of life. But here's the point. When we stop eating, mm-hmm. the body goes, wait a minute, what am I going to do with all this energy? It's like, it's like when you're on vacation, you have all this time, right? It's like, what am I going to do all this time and energy? Guess what it does? It doesn't sit back on the beach and drink a margarita, not your innate intelligence. No, it says, I'm going to put that energy to healing. It's energy deviation. And so it deviates the energy from all of that to this healing. It's really cool. I mean, honestly, it's another reason the miracles happen. You know, when you take that innate intelligent, you know, the energy it was requiring to do all this and it diverts it over here, it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And it's basic science and chemistry and physics, because when you stop moving energy to one thing that you really don't need, you become efficient in energy utilization. The energy has to go somewhere, and your body is so smart. I mean, this is why dogs fast, and when people are sick that you don't feel like eating, your body's telling you don't eat because it wants to go into healing. So I hope this is starting. It's making more. I'm skipping dinner tonight now. You got me all excited.
Yeah. And by the way, that happens. That's one of the reasons why, I founded upon some studies just on intermittent fasting. You know, I have a saying, that's don't eat less, eat less often. You know, when we look at the studies and we thought, oh, eating less is the key to living longer. It is, but you eat less by eating less often and not eating throughout the day. Your body just uses that energy for better processes of healing. So it's diverting the energy is really, so maybe it's energy diversion instead of deviation, but either way, I guess, I don't know.
I like energy diversion. We'll nail this out. We'll talk about this off camera.
Yeah, Gus. Hey, I'm writing the book. Matter of fact, you should see this morning from 6 a.m. I started sending myself, I probably sent myself 12 studies on how stem cells via fasting creates all this healing in your body. And I sent myself 3 on just cancer alone, and how they're learning this. So I'll tell you, man, we are onto something miraculous. But okay, number 6. It resets the gut microbiome.
Wow, that's a big one.
It is a big one, because we know that studies are showing, like, look, the microbiome today is why we have all this increase in a lot of different diseases. Even how your brain works is controlled by these bacteria. So how do we fix it? Most of you watching this have been on a probiotic at one point, or on a probiotic now. Is that the answer? And at my seminar, I asked the doctors, how successful has probiotics been for your patients? Not very. You know, matter of fact, when people stay on a probiotic for a long time, you create monocultures. So how do we fix this microbiome? Look, there's more studies around fasting and resetting the microbiome, even than giving people probiotics. So fasting is a way to reset your microbiome. I'm telling you, magic happens. You're resting the digestion too. So now the inflammation that's creating a lot of your gut problems is downregulated because you're not using it. It's simple science here, folks, but you're also resetting those bacteria. And then when we come out of the fast, we start to create new bacteria, just like cells. The body starts you know, raising up the good ones. Oh, and when you fast, look, think about it this way. Look, you have bad guys and you have good guys. When you have more bad guys than good guys, we call that dysbiosis. It's not good. So everyone's trying to give more good guys to try to deal with the bad guys. That doesn't work too well. But if we starve down all bacteria, that's basically what happens in a fast. All your bacteria drop. And then after the fast, we re-inoculate. You see what just happened there? That's how you fix the microbiome. So anyways, it resets it. You can fix the dysbiosis. All kinds of pluses there, Warren.
And this is huge. And this is an area that I love and we've been doing for, you know, 4 or 5 years, even before it became, again, sexy, to do the re-inoculation of the gut. We were doing fecal transplants back in the day. We were doing the fasting. We were doing killers and killing down the bad bacteria. And it was neat that when I did, and a lot of the docs, our doctors have done this. They will do the Viome test, where you can get that at getviome.com. And I did the test, and a lot of these docs are doing the test, and then they're fasting, re-inoculating, and they're completely changing their whole gut culture. And when they're missing the bacteroides, which you need for weight loss, or they were overrun with viruses or parasites or whatever it is, and it completely resets their microbiome and they become massively healthy. We used to do this without having the testing, but we would see the benefits. So I remember when I did my first fast, I fasted and then I re-inoculated. I did that one actually. Now, again, we can't recommend you do any of this. This isn't approved for anyone to do, but I did it for myself back in the day. I won't say where I got it, but I did a microbiome transplant. And again, you need to do that with a doctor. That has to be, you know, you don't want crazy bacteria or someone else. I mean, you literally can change who you are in some respects. But the first time I did it, I didn't get any benefit because I messed it up or I killed the bacteria in the process. But when I did, I actually encapsulated it and then took it after the fast. And I had this huge shift in my health. And I had this huge shift and I actually got sick for a day, just kind of down and fatigued as my microbiome reset. So is some of those things going to happen after you, you know, do a fast and then you add all these good bacteria from, I know Systemic Formulas has a product, MBC, microbiome colonizer, but will you get die off and fatigue when you do that reset after a fast and then a re-inoculation?
Yeah, I mean, typically you have so much die off during the fast that you don't get a lot when you re-inoculate because
works way better than what I did. Then.
Exactly right. So, you know, you tend to, you know, just a lot of the bad guys are so low, they've already been dying off. So you actually just seem to get the benefit. So we actually notice less symptoms. Hey, I have to tell you that this is after I was sitting in the scientist who spoke at our seminar about the hydrogen, and he was talking about hydrogen's effect on the microbiome. So probably another reason why the fast tonic actually works so well during a fast too, because it's going to have a massive positive effect in your microbiome as well. So, you know, I just, you know, thought about that as I was sitting in the seminar, and then, you know, just here we're revisiting it. All right, last one, let's get to number 7. This is another big reset. It resets your DNA. There's multiple reasons why fasting resets your DNA. Part of it's just the adaptation. Look, I talk a lot about the reason you don't feel well, the reason you may have a condition that you've done all these amazing things for and it's still not right. You have certain genes that are turned on. There's a gap in the science world, in the treatment world. Scientists know we can reset, turn off bad genes and turn on good ones. And again, there's a gap here because treating doctors don't focus on this. Fasting is one of the most researched things to understand, research therapies, if you will, to understand how this happens, of called epigenetics. During fast, especially extended fast, we get a downregulation of these bad genes that have been turned on. So it really, I think the science has to catch up. I believe the autophagy and the stem cells most likely have a lot to do with that. Ketone production, the high ketones, as I said, also has a lot to do with why we get this offset. The microbiome changing has a lot to do with why we get a downregulation of bad genes. So the bottom line is I just named 4 things. I mean, when you look at this, the hormone optimization is probably one of them, right? So when we look at all the benefits of fasting, the achievements, well, guess what? we could look at it and say, no wonder bad genes get turned off and good ones actually get turned on. There's one called the SIRT1 gene. It's the longevity gene. With each fast, you're extending your life, literally, you know, and it's a lot to do with turning on that gene. But again, there's genes that are turned on because of toxic, stressful living that shorten your life and cause inflammation and disease. Fasting actually turns it off. You know, I was just reading a study last night, actually, because I'm writing this book, so I'm all about reading studies right now. But it talked about the neuroprotective effects of fasting. Here's a pretty cool thing. They took two groups of mice, mm-hmm. and they gave the mice five times the amount of chemotherapy that would kill, you know, a mice. And they made it equivalent to what they would give a human to kill a human. Okay, so you can see that the purpose was to kill the mice. The two groups of mice fed the same, everything the same, except one group was fasting. The other group was eating its normal diet. After a period of time, the call was made to the scientist because he wasn't there to hear, because his colleagues were kind of making fun of him that this might work. Well, guess what? They said, all of the rats are dead. In both groups? Nope, just one group. Which group? The fasting group, 100% of the mice lived despite five times the amount of chemo. The group that was just eating normally, 100% of them died. That's the neuroprotective effects of fasting. So yes, your body's releasing toxins, but in a fasting state, if the rat or the mouse can deal with five times the amount of something as toxic as chemo that should have killed them, and 100% of the fasting group lived, that says something. So really cool.
If that doesn't convince us that we all need to fast, then I don't know what, you know, anti-aging, you know, everything that we kind of mentioned on this show today. And then you don't have to spend money on stem cell injections, which some people do, not a problem. Go yeah. and do that. We do the anti-aging, we're doing the Myers cocktails, we're getting all these injections. We do these things as well. Dr. Pompa, we've been on Facebook Lives. I've been to those clinics. They're great. But all of those benefits, they're nothing like when you put the work in.
Absolutely.
And fast, and do it with a team, do it with people. I do it here with my community. I do it with the fasting for a purpose closed group. We're going to do it with our million person fast coming up. We're going to do that later in the year, but we have the other one coming up in June. Man, this is, I'm it's inspired. Awesome.
Hey, listen, fast for spiritual reasons. My wife and I fasted for children, one of our sons, and transformed. I'm telling you, you want to hear from God, you want to get a prayer answered, fasting. It's not my opinion. Look, every religious group on the planet fasts. You know, there's something here. The focus that you gain, that energy that I talked about, that really gets shifted over towards healing. Well, it shifts over to your brain too, because you gain incredible focus and insight. So there's a lot here. Look, if this doesn't motivate you to fast, and we'll end here, nothing will. Thomas Seyfried said, a 5 to 7 day fast one time a year, he believes, looking at all his cancer research that he's been doing, decreases your risk of cancer 95%. He believes just one fast. Imagine if you fasted twice. So, I mean, that's the incredible part. Look, every ancient culture was forced at times of fasting. So I believe in doing it weekly, daily, monthly, yearly, whatever it is, but fast. I'm telling you, whether it's a partial fast, even restricted calories just for, you know, so many days, you know, whatever it is, a broth fast, but I believe water fasting is the most powerful. You fast and watch what happens to your life. You put that with cellular detox, look out, you know, look out, you know, your life's going to change. Hold on. But remember, each fast you heal.
Yeah. And the cool thing about fasting is it's the experts saying it. It's the science saying it. This isn't some, you know, something you can't touch, taste, or feel, or get, wrap your head around. It's super clear what happens in your life, and it's so transformative. Looking forward to fasting with all of you. And look, I've been fasting, even though my beard got a little more grayer since the last time. So it's kept me alive. I would have been dead without it. I wouldn't be able to do the show today like we started the show away. But full circle, fasting has transformed my life, and I'm so thankful for Cellular Healing TV and the lives that are transformed. Thank you, Dr. Pompa. Honor and privilege to interview you today, Cellular Healing TV. And because I love this mission and you do as well, go to iTunes. And the way we're going to get this, we're not a top iTunes show yet. And the reason why, we never ask our viewers of anything, really. We just do, and
it's not
working to get these interviews set up, but go to iTunes, give us a high rating, a 5-star rating. I'm not even sure. We don't even focus on that stuff from the internet marketing standpoint.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, we've never talked about it on the show before. So go to iTunes, give us the highest rating, whatever that is, share it with your friends, give us great feedback and comments. That will increase our ratings, increase our impact. Share the show with your friends. We love you. We appreciate you on this mission with us. You are a tribe of world changers. I know that about you from being on this journey with you along the way. Thank you so much.
World needs it.